USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Monthly apprehensions at the southern border reached a 21-year high in April, according to new data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Nearly 179,000 people were caught trying to cross into the country illegally last month, a 3% increase from March. The number of unaccompanied minors making the crossing dropped, down to nearly 14,000 in April from almost 16,000 in March. And on the eve of a vote to remove her from party leadership, Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney took to the floor of the House Tuesday night to continue her criticism against former President Trump and GOP lawmakers who she said were putting our democracy at risk by continuing to question the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
And I drive health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man to man for a moment. One third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
A group of six Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Republicans have proposed a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting, and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages. But the administration has got to come off of the fact that infrastructure is home health aides and Medicaid expansion and things of that nature. Those discussions are for another day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
It's now up to an advisory committee with the Centers for Disease Control to authorize the decision by the Food and Drug Administration to use Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine on children 12 years and older. John Clemens reports.
Many parents were relieved with the FDA decision so their children could take part in summertime activities. Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting FDA commissioner, called it a significant step in the fight against COVID-19.
Vaccinating a younger population brings us closer to returning to a sense of normalcy and to ending the pandemic.
Dr. Peter Marks, also the FDA, wrote in a press release, "With science guiding our evaluation as well as our decision-making process, the FDA can assure the public as well as the medical community that all available data meets our rigorous standards to support the emergency use of this vaccine in the adolescent population 12 years of age and older." From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And prosecutors in Georgia say they will seek the death penalty for a man accused of killing 8 people in a March shooting spree. Robert Aaron Long was indicted by 2 grand juries on Tuesday on 4 counts of murder, 4 counts of felony murder, weapons charges, and a charge of domestic terrorism for the killings. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis says she intends to also seek hate crime charges and will seek the death penalty in the case. 6 of the 8 victims in the shootings were of Asian descent. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.